Hey, podcast family. Did you know that on May 2nd and 3rd, 2024, our 3D Growth Summit is happening in Nashville, Tennessee? But in-person tickets are already sold out with nearly 400 attendees. But you don't have to miss out. You can get exclusive access to our live stream and post-event recordings for just $395. Yes, you heard that right. For a single fee, you and your entire dental team can learn from our industry leaders with online recordings available after the event. So secure your spot now before it's too late by visiting www.3d-dentist.com/3dsummit or give us a call at 855-332-2285 and get your tickets for the live stream and event recording today. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Ease is the enemy of progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
If we take the easy way, we're not going to make progress.
Yeah.
To make progress, we've got to take the difficult road.
Yeah.
Most often.
Right.
Okay. So keeping things the way they are, working alone, just status quo, is going to keep the same problems that you have.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Good day, and welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and this week I am joined, probably for the last time for a little bit of time, with Meredith Cooper-Jones. Say hello, Meredith.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us this week. We are super excited to talk about the number one investment in your practice.
Yeah, and so this week we're going to talk about the number one investment you should be making in your practice. And I hope when we talk about it, you know, it's like, oh, I knew that. But more than likely, it's probably not what you're thinking in your practice. So before we get into that, Meredith has a quick sales pitch for you. So let's give him a pitch, Meredith. Let's do a good job, okay?
Yeah, we hoped well. I will be
your
out
baby
for
needs
a
it.
Little bit in person, but I'm still available online. And then we look forward to seeing you all at our first annual inaugural 3D Growth Summit. That's May 4th and 5th. There are only 20 tickets left. So at the time of this recording, could be sold out by the time it gets to you. But join us, come to Nashville, have a good time, learn a lot, bring your team. It's great to see the vision kind of get that you guys have soaked up in the podcast.
I'm so amazed.
In real life.
I'm so worried that we wouldn't get sold out, but I think we're going to get sold out, which is phenomenal. And thank you to everybody for your support. I greatly appreciate that. So let's get into this week's episode. What is the number one investment you should be making in your practice? And before I get into that, let me ask you a question. What is the number one product you have in your practice? And I've said this before, the number one product we have in our practice, the only differentiation we really have is our people. And it's the human capital is the number one product, the only way to really differentiate yourself, and the number one investment you should be making in your practice. You've got to invest in your people. Now, why do we want to talk about this in this week's episode? Frankly speaking, what we've seen at 3D Dentist is we've seen less and less team members being a part of our training programs. And when I ask dentists why they're not bringing the team members, oftentimes they'll give the standard common current excuse, which is, you know, they don't want to travel. I'm afraid to lose people, X, Y, Z. But I'm hearing more and more people, dentists say to me, you know, I don't know if this is going to be the right team member. I don't know if they're going to stick around. And it reminds me of a saying from Henry Ford, or one that's contributed to Henry Ford. And what happens if you invest in people and they don't stick around? But what happens if you don't invest in people and they do stick around? That's like the worst, Meredith.
Yeah.
You know, imagine that I never invested in you and you've stuck around 8 years.
Yeah. And you couldn't get rid of me.
You know, you're the same person as 8 years ago, you know? And so we've got to invest in our people, you know, or we're never going to get anywhere.
Right.
And so there's really only about three choices that we have to solve this. In fact, when Meredith read this on the board, you said, this one must be a joke. So what's number one?
Would be to work alone, which I'm not even sure that that's possible for some of this stuff. Like, that's not even an option.
Yeah, but the whole point of saying work alone, and when I say that to anybody, they kind of get the point.
Right.
Like, literally, like, we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, because we can't work, we shouldn't work alone.
Right.
But the other point of that is that we stop growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Growth comes directly from our investment in people, mm-hmm. their growth.
Right.
Like, the more our people around us grow, the more our business grows.
Right.
It's the only way we grow.
It's funny because we've been talking about people a lot. We just did a podcast a few weeks ago about the five people you surround yourself with. And, you know, that kind of goes true in the office too. I mean, yes, you pick the people that you're surrounded by, but it's like when patients come in and they meet your treatment coordinator mm-hmm. or they meet your hygienist and they're able to use all this technology that we have and they're able to throw implants up on the screen. It could be forward, backwards, inside out. They don't know. They're like, wow, look at what she can do. I wonder what the doctor can do.
Yeah, more
you know?
Then they're disappointed when I come in.
They're like, she's smarter than that. I'm just kidding.
So choice number one is you can choose to work alone. And what I really mean by that, or you can just choose to stay where you're at.
And then you're kind of limited.
You're limited.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's always a choice.
Yeah.
You know, listen. Ease, this is from Denzel Washington.
You're all about the, you've got all the quotes today.
It's the stuff I'm listening to. Ease is the enemy of progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
If we take the easy way, we're not going to make progress.
Yeah.
To make progress, we've got to take the difficult road.
Yeah.
Most often.
Right.
Okay. So keeping things the way they are, working alone, just status quo, is going to keep the same problems that you have.
Right.
What's choice number two?
Choice number two is rehire until you find a unicorn.
Well, that's also a joke too, right?
Right. I don't know. You tried this. You tried this.
I'll try them all. I've tried working alone.
So I think this is when your speaking kind of was taking off. You were gone a lot. You realized, I'll just hire people who have already been trained elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'll bring them in. But it didn't fit the culture of the practice.
Yeah.
So it didn't fit our practice where we had all been together. There was six of us maybe.
Yeah.
Bringing in one or two who have been highly trained or, you know, in something else. And then they came in and kind of
felt they were better than everybody else.
Yeah, didn't fit in.
Or just didn't make time to fit into the culture.
Right. And it was just, they had one track, one job.
Yeah.
This is what I do and this is all I can do.
Right.
Versus I can do anything that people need, but this is what my focus is.
You know, the other way of looking at that is, you know, I say unicorn in there on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it
That's
doesn't
not
exist.
Possible.
It doesn't exist, you know.
And then when you invested in the right people for the right job, or the right position, that's when we finally saw success in different champions.
Yeah, you know, again, the comment of ease, right?
Yeah,
if you want to make progress, you're going to have to go through some pain,
right?
Okay, and sometimes it sounds easier to rehire until we find this unicorn, but you got to put that unicorn at the end of it to realize that sometimes a known devil is better than an unknown devil.
Right.
And sometimes you have a diamond in the rough, but we're not willing to go through the pain of shining up that diamond.
Yeah.
You know, and we think that it's easier to bring in.
We have a lot of post-processing burrs. I feel like we could find some diamonds.
Yeah, no joke. But, you know, it's as we're talking about this, I look back and every one of my great team members have been people that were rough diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them.
And trained and polished.
And trained and polished and invested in.
Yeah. And that's when people that do come to the training say, I don't have Megan's, I don't have Aubrey's, I don't have Liz's and Meredith's. And I'm like, we didn't start this way.
Yeah.
We all started either in college, right out of college, right out of school. And we were trained.
With no skills.
Right.
You still have no skills. I'm just kidding with you.
Well, we'll kind of talk about investing in what those skills are that.
And your third choice we have is that we have to invest time into the team.
Yeah.
And look, with everything going on, okay, with the difficulty of finding human beings that want to work, okay, with the difficulty of finding good human beings, or good work ethic people, we have no choice but to invest in the team that we have.
Right. And maybe give a little bit more grace nowadays than we had to.
Unfortunately,
years ago.
Yes. But yeah. But that is part of growing yes. as a person mm-hmm. Or as a leader.
Yeah.
But we've got to invest in your team. A lot of dentists are pretty comfortable investing in team members professionally.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's got to be a personal investment right. with team members. And not every team member wants a personal investment. Mm-hmm. And not every team member wants a professional investment. Sometimes you get more out of people just by being personally invested in
yeah.
them. And then they'll just naturally be more engaged.
Yeah.
Or sometimes there's people that have this, hey, that's my work. This is my life.
Job.
I
yeah.
just want, you know, help me get become better professionally. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know, we all need a little bit of that. And the other thing that I do want to say about this, and I say this quite often, is money doesn't always fix the problem. I'll argue that it actually makes things worse oftentimes. And throwing money at something is a short-term fix at best, and it usually creates a long-term problem. Now, that may be the Indian in me talking, but that's from just years of doing this.
Well, I have an example of that.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes with like we'll talk about the personal and the professional yeah. investments, but you could have given all the girls a couple $100 extra yeah. bonus. Instead, you said, I'm going to buy everyone, you know, a financial investment.
Yeah. Financial planning.
And I'm going to get everyone the Dave Ramsey yeah. online versions and all that. And so, yeah, that's only a couple $100, but they would have blown a couple $100 at the beach.
Yeah.
One night out.
You included.
Yeah. One night out going
yeah.
to dinner.
Yeah, which is amazing. I would have a hard time doing that myself.
Right, versus setting them up for
long-term success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Financials that will last a lifetime.
You know, and I know we talked about this in our retreat podcast.
Yeah.
So for those of you that want to learn more about what we're talking about, refer back to the retreat podcast. But that financial planning, I got more thank yous mm-hmm. after that. 30-40 that 1 hour conversation yeah. I had with the team than anything I've done.
Right. Then sending them out of town for
yeah.
CE or
any of that stuff,
you know.
So let's talk a little bit about, okay, so the listener says, okay, great, I want to invest in my team. I get it. But you're saying don't make it in money necessarily. But invest in them personally and professionally.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what does it look like to invest in somebody personally? And I'd love to hear your perspective on some of this as well, Meredith, because what are you, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Yeah. So I think personally, is where people probably lack because mm-hmm. it's the professional side's probably a little bit easier.
It's easier yeah.
for most of us. But the personal side would be some of the stuff like we did at the retreat. So the financial yeah. planning, a lot of this.
Let me ask you this, Meredith. has anybody ever talked to you or somebody about financial planning that way?
Well, I have a little bit different.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy and Dan were pretty
okay.
good to me.
What about Taylor?
About that. No.
No.
So, no, I've had to, he hasn't had anyone who's ever
talked to him about that.
My husband's always worked corporate, either sales jobs or mm-hmm. things like that. And they've never had anyone talk to them about
financial planning.
Yeah.
And why do I think, I'm asking you, but myself
yeah.
a question. Why do you think I think it's important for me as the owner of the business to talk to my team members about financial planning?
Well, selfishly, it sets you up a little bit better if they're set up, right?
Yeah.
Because then you don't feel bad when they're struggling or when life happens, right?
Yeah, because
they don't have, you know, say a spouse loses a job and they don't have 3 months mm-hmm. set up, you know, then it's a burden and you see the stress on them.
Yeah. So selfishly, the reason I like talking about it, well, let me back up. Altruistically.
One, I was going to say, yeah. I think you just like it.
No, but altruistically, the reason I like talking about it is because
you've
it's so important. It's just so
not.
Important. It's
right.
so important. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a situation where you have an unlimited income potential,
yeah.
truly unlimited income potential, it's so important in
right.
life. And I firmly
yeah.
believe that it's the number one mistake I've made in my career was not saving money early.
Starting
enough,
okay? early enough.
But selfishly, as a business owner, what I found in 22 years of being a business owner now, of being a dental business owner, is other people's financial problems became my problem.
Right.
Okay. Because almost without question, every time somebody has come to me and asked for more money, it is around something in their life mm-hmm. That has happened or going to happen. And it's almost always been for some lack of planning.
Right. right.
That puts them in that situation. And so now their problem is now my problem.
Yeah.
And so selfishly, I don't want that to be the case. You
right.
know, I want people to make more money.
Yeah.
And we have ways set up in our practice to do that. But your spending problem is not my problem, is,
right.
is how
Starbucks.
I look at it.
Your Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks. Yeah. So,
well, yeah, I think the financial planning, and I think that that may have been the first time some of the new team members in our practice just that have started within the last year have kind of seen that investment in you for them personally.
Yeah.
But I think when we had back when we had lunches and we took walks during lunch, those were always good. We talk about that a lot in our mastermind. And doctors
talk us more about walks. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say is we've talked about that in our mastermind, and doctors have gone back and asked team members, does anyone want to go on a walk with me today? And you just learn more. You're walking, you're busy, how's life? How's it going? It doesn't feel as you're not in the office, you're not sitting on the side of a desk saying how are things going? They're going to say good.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that one thing I would tell people that are going to start doing walks with their team members is set a path.
Yeah.
So you have a finite time, right?
Yeah.
You know that, hey, we're going to go for a walk on this path. It's going to be 10 minutes and no more, because you as the dentist may get into an uncomfortable conversation. You're like, how the hell do I get out of this? And so have a finite path to your walk. But you can always go in a second circle if it's going well. But have a path. That's always what I've set up myself with.
We have office buildings behind us, and we'll just circle through there. And then there's a neighborhood if we need to make it a little bit longer. But it's always been a good way to bring up, whether it's office or not.
Yeah. Most often it's not office stuff.
And sometimes it's things in the office that you've been wanting to talk about, but you have a hard time with, or hard time bringing up within the office. And so it's just a good way to, one, get out and get fresh air, get moving, and learn more about people.
Yeah, and I think there's a value of doing it during a walk. I think when you create motion and create movement, people... they just talk more.
Yeah.
They're more open. And the sunlight therapy, you know, light therapy is legitimately a thing.
Or you can just go on a walk and not speak at all.
Or you can do treadmills next to each other.
Sometimes you need that too. Yeah, we've done the treadmill on rainy days to try to keep moving, but still work and plan and talk. And so
another way I've invested in people personally is in their personal growth. You know, working through their goals. Where do they want to be?
Even just setting those goals.
Like, I remember I used to have one team member, her goal was to buy a dog.
Yeah.
You know, so I worked through, how do we get you to buy this dog, right?
And
you know,
Whitney, I mean, she was like, I want to buy a new car in 2023.
Yeah.
And so we work through
those things.
Yeah.
And for me, it's so important to know those things, because those are motivating factors. And when I know somebody's motivating factor, I use it to help them, but also to help myself. And and so that's important. You know, like, I know you're having a baby, God willing, this week, right? you know, it's going to motivate you. It's going to change you, you know? And so, you know, we want to talk about those things. What does that look like? How's that going to affect life? What's the backup plan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes you just got to be, this is why I believe it's so important to invest in people personally. Because if I come to Meredith and I say, Meredith, what is your plan of working after you have a baby? You know, we have enough of a personal relationship that she doesn't think I'm like trying to get rid of her or anything like that. Like, I legitimately want to know what's the plan, you know, and it's all of those things. And that's why I think it's so important to have a personal investment into people. And again, that comes with time. Okay, mm-hmm. that doesn't, you know, like, I invest time in you now way more than I did 8 years ago, you know, and by year two, year three, it got to be more and more and more. And then sometimes it develops into, you know, a true friendship.
Yeah.
You know,
and family.
And family.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm really big into family. I think family, I want to surround myself with people at work that are just like family. And then let's talk about professionally.
Yeah, I think this one's a little bit easier for people. Obviously, there's clinical events that are usually local. There's dinners. There's, you know, even if it's after hours training within your office, I think learning to take photos during lunches or after hours, going to CE.
Yeah.
I mean, we see this all the time, but there's no bond. And I know this as a team member from before I worked at 3D, but like, there's no bonding like there has been on some of our work, quote unquote, work trips.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had more fun on work trips than some people have on vacation.
I think I speak for myself, and you can confirm or deny this. when you get me out of the office, I'm a different personality.
Yeah, I think everyone is. You know,
I'm more relaxed, I'm more fun. And I've heard team members say that, wow, how do we get that more of you now? I say, well, it's a little, when I'm in the office, I'm there to work.
But there's team members that are like that too. I remember there was team members that I didn't enjoy interacting with at work. We go out of town together. I'm like, we had the most fun. Yeah. Like, and then it makes our relationship when we get back.
You understand them more.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know, this is why they're so focused. Yeah. But really, they're a good person and they're fun to be around, and I like them.
So we talked about a couple of things here. Professionally, we talked about team events. I think those are important. One of the things that our goal for 2023 is to do some type of charitable event as a team, three or four times this year, I believe it is.
Yeah, quarterly.
Quarterly.
We usually try to do something as a team. So
what are we doing this year, Caroline?
We've focused on...
What's that one we're doing? What is that?
We're going to pack backpacks.
We're going to pack backpacks in March, I think. So,
Yeah, and
so,
we've done, you know, charitable things before.
The soup kitchen.
And so,
you know, those are the things we want to do because I want to bond as a team. You know, that could be considered personally investing in them.
Even within our practice, we've done like our extraction day. That's always been a good one. And it's us giving back. We are, people are volunteering to help us. So that makes everyone feel good too.
But then you got to invest in their clinical skills or their dental skills. And I want to talk about that a little bit because when you invest in somebody dentally, I think there's got to be a certain amount of one-to-one investment where you as the dentist are doing the investment in them, that you're growing them because I want you to create that bond and that connection with your team members. But then there's also the whole CE where you go and learn together, like you're both getting something out of it, you know, where you're learning, the person next to you is learning. And don't forget your front office team members, your business team members, your hygienists. It's easy to invest in assistants because as the dentist goes for CE, they often take the assistant with them.
Yeah.
But you know, there's so much to invest in hygiene, and there's so much to invest in your business team members. But you got to invest in each team member uniquely when it comes to the dental investment.
Well, I was going to say one thing we missed kind of, or that I just thought of is the soft skills.
Yeah.
Those are almost 100% of the time missed. Yeah. And that is what trains, especially all of them. That's what trains people, talking to people, presenting treatment, giving them the confidence to present treatment. That is the training and coaching that I would say most team members don't get that they could value from the best.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and we'll kind of wrap it up with this. Our most successful offices in dentistry in general, okay?
Yeah.
And actually, I would argue in business in general, the business organizations that invest in their people are usually by and far the most successful and the leaders in their industry, without question. So your ability to grow and to reach a certain level is directly related to how much and how well you invest into your team members. And whether they're there for just for a few months, whether they've been there for a few years, the worst thing that can happen is that you don't invest in them and they stick around.
Yeah.
And then you get stale. And so,
worse, you work alone.
You work alone, impossible. So if we can help you with investing in your team, 3D Dentist, great resources, whether that's investing in you as the dentist in our Mastermind Business Coaching Program, whether that's investing in your team members, your assistants through our clinical training programs, whether it's to your hygienists in our Case Acceptance Bootcamp, or whether it's in your front office team members through our Case Acceptance Bootcamp and our Team Mastermind. We're here to help you build the practice of your dreams, to help optimize your practice for optimal revenue growth and enjoyment. So if we can help you out, just visit our website, 3D-dentists.com, and we'll see you on next week's episode.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.